Coach Me Expert members, and welcome. I'm Dori Suka, founder of Inspiration Management, and with me today is Dr. Sam Shatkin. I am super excited about this call. He's a renowned plastic surgeon, and he's going to share with you all kinds of insight. But before I start, I would like to congratulate and welcome all new members to the Coach Me Expert program. And please keep in mind that you can download this podcast from iTunes or Inspiration Management private member area at any time. So feel free to listen and re-listen and then share it with people you feel would benefit from it. Today's topic is all about the more you learn, the more you earn. I love this title, actually, and I want you to remember it and make it part of your philosophy, because part of today's talk is about how important it is to keep reinvesting in yourself so you can keep earning more. I also want to remind everybody, speaking of earning more, I'm launching a brand new seminar called Millionaire Circle. I'm sure you've already heard about it, but just in case you have not, it's going to be an amazing event. I'm going to be teaching a brand new system called the TMSP system, teaching you how to target, how to market, how to sell, and how to profit from the affluence so you can raise your prices and make millions. So I did a video for you. It's a preview video. It's living on the seminar page on inspirationmanagement.com. So if you have not watched it, you need to go. Over 8,000 people have already seen it. So you want to make sure your competition did not see it and you're left behind. So make sure you check that out. All right, so again, welcome, and let me introduce Dr. Shatkin to you so you know who you're going to be listening to today. Dr. Shatkin is a board-certified plastic surgeon, and he's also the medical director of Trezoray Spa. He's also an author and a speaker. He has won numerous awards in the field of plastic surgery and advanced skincare, including Top Doc Award in Western New York and the prestigious 5-star Diamond Award from the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences. Dr. Shatkin started his practice after completing his plastic surgery training in 1989. His focus is in the areas of aesthetic surgical and non-surgical treatment, advanced skincare, and anti-aging services. He's also the president of Aesthetic Learning Academy, which trains health professionals on his aesthetic techniques. So we'll be discussing that today and sharing with you some of the things that he actually offers. Dr. Shatkin is also the medical director of the Aesthetic Associates Center for Plastic Surgery and Advanced Skincare in Amherst, New York. I actually met Dr. Shatkin a few years ago while I was speaking at the Repechage event in New York, and I met him and his wife, Joni, and we got to know each other. Then they actually came to the Leap Ahead seminar, and then they came to the book writing seminar, so I got to spend some nice time with them and got them to publish their book, which is actually now on his website if you'd like to go check it out. So I'm so excited, Dr. Shatkin, that you're taking the time from your busy schedule to actually share your expertise and knowledge with us today. So welcome. Great to have you.
No, it's great to be with you, Dori, and I know we've done this before for you, and I love taking the opportunity to meet people, even if it's not face-to-face, at least to share some of the knowledge that I have and maybe make them even better in their clinical practices, and that's always a joy for me.
Thank you. Welcome. Let me go over the content that we're going to cover today. And those of you who are with us live, feel free to email your questions to Dori, D-O-R-I, at inspirationmanagement.com. We're going to leave some time at the end. So if you have specific questions for Dr. Shatkin or myself, feel free to email them. So here's what we're going to cover. The first thing we're going to talk about is, why is it important to keep learning? And then what are some of the most popular treatments that are happening right now, the demands for them, and what skills are needed to actually fulfill this new demand, and what certifications are needed for those new demands so you can stay within the legal guidelines? And then we're going to give you some tips on where to go for such certifications. And then the how you make a decision on who do you actually trust, where should you go to get that certification. And then I'm going to give you some tips on how to position yourself and your new certification so you can become in demand for what you do and your skills. And then we're going to have Dr. Shatkin share with us a little bit about his educational programs that he offers, and then any mistakes to avoid, and then leave some time for your questions. So let's go ahead and start. Let's start with, in your opinion, Dr. Shatkin, why is it so important to keep learning? Now, I know as a medical professional, you always have to go for continued education, and also like if you're a nurse or if you're a PA or if you're a lawyer or if you're an esthetician, we all have to have continued education. But I think the continued education we're going to talk about today goes beyond that. So why is it important in your opinion to go beyond that and gain some other type of education to improve your skills?
Well, thanks, Doria. That's a really good question, because I really feel strongly that we need to be expanding out. You know, a lot of things that we learn in our professional careers and our education, we don't really get the between the lines information. And that's what you get from a professional seminar or a symposium or conference, because you not only have a chance to ask questions and interact, but that networking opportunity is huge. Because that's really where you get the nuts and bolts of what's important and the nuts and bolts of how to do these treatments in practice. You know, you can read all the textbooks you want, but if you don't really see the hands-on or talk face-to-face with somebody that's had the experience, it's impossible to get it just right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right, because these continued education that people usually do, it's basically either going online and filling out a text questionnaire or something, or reading some things and answering some questions. But the type of experience we're talking about is definitely that hands-on experience. Now, I know from my type of business, because we're dealing with business education, I'm a big fan of continued education, because if you don't keep learning new techniques, new strategies, new ways to market your business, then you're actually left behind, and that does not make for a successful business, that's for sure. So what would you say are some of these most popular treatments today that require those kind of skills?
Well, you know, almost anything that's developing new technologies is critical for being on that cutting edge, no pun intended. And if you want to learn those skills, you need to really be going to the conferences. If you're complacent and you sort of sit back and you sort of go over the same old in your practice, not only is it boring, but you're also not giving your clients, giving your patients the newest information out there. And for example, one of our upcoming conferences is in the use of the microneedling device to help rejuvenate the skin. And the huge advantage of the technologies in microneedling is now there's actually one that's FDA approved, that just recently got FDA approved. So if you didn't have that knowledge, you'd be offering a service to your clients that might be less than ideal, and nobody wants that. Obviously, we want to be on that cutting edge, as I mentioned. So, those are the kind of things that are important. And these technologies and techniques can only be learned when you're seeing it hands-on. Textbooks just don't work quite as well as the actual hands-on and in-your-face type of training. And that's why I developed the Aesthetic Learning Academy, because it does give those individuals an opportunity to really see from the experts hands-on. And we've got a tremendous team, Dory. I know you know my wife, as she runs our MediSpa, but you know that we have a group of estheticians, physicians assistants, and nurses that help me with these training. And I think that makes the world of difference, because these are people that have had some experience at doing the treatments, and they know how to educate people about it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of microneedling, actually, I'm seeing such a huge, huge demand for that treatment now. And the one advice I want to make sure everybody's aware of, though, that the laws are changing, and there are some states that are not allowing estheticians to do microneedling, so you have to be very careful as to who's doing them within your facility and make sure that you are within the legal guidelines. But it is like one of the hottest treatments, I think, right now. Are you seeing the same?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. And the reason is, and let me just sort of remind everybody what you just mentioned. Most states don't allow no cosmetologist can break the skin, basically. And most of the states require estheticians to have some connection with a physician or a medical practice, but not all states. So you do want to check your state requirements and restrictions on the license. But the reason why microneedling is so hot now is because it's a non-laser treatment. The cost is very inexpensive to set that up, and it's not a big, you know, $100,000 plus laser piece of equipment, and that's a huge advantage for smaller businesses, and it can get a very close to the same type of response when you're trying to stimulate the collagen and just get a better, rejuvenation of the skin. Can even be good for acne scarring, can help lighten brown spots. I mean, there's many, many things that it can do. And for that reason, it's just a hot item. That's why we immediately, once the FDA approved one of the new devices called the Skin Pen, we decided to have a conference right away set up for that, and that's coming up really soon.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what is your favorite microneedling device?
Well, yes, we use the Skin Pen. I've used several different devices in the past, but the Skin Pen is the first one that's got FDA clearance. And that's why we use the Skin Pen. It's sold by a company called Bellus. Bellus is the manufacturing company, and a very reputable company. I've spoken myself to the president and CEO of the company, and I feel very confident. They actually went through the process of getting the FDA approval, and we've been using that device now for several months. But fortunately, now it's now FDA approved. And in my practice, we use it both in this MediSpa that we have and also my medical aesthetic practice, but I think it's a great device, and that's one of the reasons why I've been a strong proponent of it, especially in our training, because, like I said before, the aestheticians can do those treatments, and because it's a non-light laser, it's safer, less risk of having scarring or complications from it, and it's very reproducible. Each of the micro pens are totally sterile and non-use for another individual, so you're reducing the risk to the client and the patient, and it's the greatest new thing on the market that I can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it, and I love the fact that it does not take a major investment, because there's a lot of people that want to offer medical treatments, but buying a laser is way out of their price range, so these are the things that you can do. And the other hot thing that does not require a major investment is a lot of the PRP treatments that you guys can do without having to invest a ton of money. And that's also becoming very popular, whether it's for hair growth, whether it's for facials, whether it's for body. It's been used for many different things, which would be a great thing for you to also look into.
Yeah, we use the PRP, and we do the training for the PRP with our microneedling course. The only difference is you have to have some degree of training to be a phlebotomist, essentially, to draw the blood. Or if you work in a medical office like our practice, either myself or my PA or my nurses will draw the blood, and then the esthetician can do the treatment with the PRP under our guidance. So, but it's fantastic. The PRP, which for those that don't know what that is, it's a platelet-rich plasma, and essentially what you do, some people have called it the vampire treatment in the past, the vampire facial, but you essentially draw blood out of the patient's arm, a couple test tubes, and then we spin them down in a special centrifuge, and that centrifuge will isolate the red blood cells, which don't carry the growth factors, and separate it with the platelets and the serum, which do carry those growth factors, and those will not only help improve the quality of the skin, but also improve the healing, so the level of redness and the degree and the extent of the redness is diminished dramatically. And like I said before, you know, if you follow the protocols that we use, these treatments are very reproducible in a practice. And I think something that the day spas or the medi spas certainly can adapt into their practice with proper training.
Mm-hmm. And again, my favorite part for these things is they don't require a major investment. Since we're talking about economical ways to have in-demand treatments, the other two that are, of course, everybody's staple treatments, and those are the injectables, your Botox and your fillers. Now, there is such huge demand for skilled nurse practitioners, PAs, RNs, depending again on your state on who can actually do those treatments. Once you get the skills to do those right, the part that drives me crazy, Dr. Shatkin, so many people are actually discounting these treatments to death, especially Botox, going down to like $8 a unit and $9, where, of course, your profit margin is diminished. But if you invest in your skills and you can become the best at doing Botox and fillers, then you can increase your prices and be able to charge what you deserve and what you can actually deliver for your guests. So talk a little bit about the training that's required for someone to gain those kind of skills.
Right. Well, that's very interesting that you brought that up, because there are certainly weekend courses that you can take that are non-hands-on and don't really have anything more than the didactic information, which, to be honest with you, when I do my courses, we send about 2 or 3 hours of video conferencing that the patients or the attendees will watch before they come to my courses, because it's all about the hands-on and demonstrations that are more critical to the learning process. So I actually have them watch the didactic information. Many courses just do didactic, which is very valuable, but, you know, I don't know about you, Dory, but I would not want to go to a practitioner until they had that hands-on experience. And to be honest with you, even the first time I did Botox, it was, you know, it was a learning curve there. And even as a skilled surgeon as I am, I really didn't feel as comfortable with the first injection as I did with the second or third. And, you know, somebody's got to be first, and it can be your friend or your spouse or your staff member, but it's always better if you learn hands-on in front of an expert. And that's why we have these courses. But the techniques are not that difficult. You know, many of the estheticians and the nurse practitioners and PAs have skills that they do other treatments with, whether it be lasers or diagnostic treatments or whatever they learned in their schooling. So they're not difficult techniques, but the techniques have to be mastered. And that's the one thing that's great about any of these treatments that you learn. It's a skill that nobody else down the street can just do. And you're going to come across as being the expert with that experience. And you mentioned earlier about, making sure that you're at the top of the heap in your community, because I think that makes such a difference. So you can prove your expertise and get the results that you want. And you also talked about, Dory, discounting. You know, I've never used Groupon for any of these types of treatments. I mean, these are skill learned treatments that we have to make sure that you're getting compensated properly. If you discount it, what are you really saying about that experience and skill that you have? You know, we have specials from time to time and discounts. And most of the time when we have specials, and some of the things I learned from you, Dory, was to give like holiday specials, Mother Day specials, you give discounts for gift certificates and things like that. But when it comes time for doing the treatments, you don't want to discount those very much, because then it really diminishes or discounts your expertise, and you don't want to do that.
Right. What would you say is the best way for a person to practice? Let's say I'm new at doing injectables, and you mentioned like maybe a family member or something. But like, how do you take someone through the psychological, I guess, process of doing injectables for maybe the first time on a client, and you know, they're all nervous, and how do you teach someone those type of maybe mental, I guess, training?
Well, you know, Dory, it's interesting that you asked that question, because my last course that I gave had a combination of medical doctors, MDs, and some dentists. And the dentists, who are extremely skilled at their hands and doing treatments, sometimes they're the most timid when it comes to injecting the you know, through the skin. So, you know, they shake a little bit, but we're there with them. We're almost holding their hand. I mean, it's like when I took my kids for driving lessons when they were teenagers, you know, you want to grab the wheel, but you hold back and just make sure that they're doing fine. So that's tough from my standpoint, the trainers, but it's necessary. And if you don't give them the wheel, if you will, then they're never really going to learn. And you don't want them to practice on someone that they have, you know, a bad experience with. I remember training a doctor down in Florida, you know, he didn't do the hands-on with me, but he did some of the didactic. This was before we started doing our courses. And he used the Botox in the neck on his wife, and she ended up having a weak lip. Now, this is a board-certified plastic surgeon. You know, he certainly knows the anatomy and certainly knows, you know, the techniques that need to be done. But if you don't really have that hands-on, you might come up a little short. And he had to live with his wife for 3 months while she was recovering from that weakened muscle. But nonetheless, it is a skill that is not that difficult to learn, but you have to learn it the right way. And there's nothing better than hands-on courses and training, which really you can have the trainer, the skilled, experienced attending show you how to put the needle in and how to draw it up and the dosing and all of those important features.
Well, that's true, because a lot of people think, oh, I've been a doctor for so many years, I know how to do this. But they really, if they don't, like you said, have the hands-on training, then you could mess up. And the last thing you want is to have somebody go on social media and say what a terrible injector you are. And now all of a sudden you have a terrible reputation and here goes your career. So you have to be very careful. That's why it's so important to invest, I mean, in your education and in your training and make sure that you're learning all these new skills at all times.
Well, you know, the more you learn, the more you earn, but it's also about providing proper services to patients. And I know you sent me a doctor who was from New Jersey, a cardiologist, that was decided he wanted to change his practice into a more aesthetic practice, which is fine. Right. A lot of these doctors will just take, you know, an online course or read a book, which, you know, is certainly valuable, as I mentioned, but it doesn't give you that skill. So he came to Buffalo, New York to visit with me. We spent most of the day doing hands-on. I set up some multiple patients for demonstration. And I think he felt very confident when he left here to manage the treatments. And I assume at this point he's doing pretty well with it. So we haven't spoken in
actually,
a little while.
Actually, he is. They opened and they're doing very well. And we speak of you actually often, how happy he is and how glad. I actually recommended him to go and learn. So he's super excited that he went through that experience. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So for him, I did a one-on-one training because the timing for the courses that I run, usually small group, usually we run 15 to 20 people, in our classes. But he came on one-on-one, right here to my practice. We knew ahead of time the date. So we actually lined up several patients for multiple different types of treatments. And, you know, we can do that as well through the Aesthetic Learning Academy. But most of the people that we train are group session. And there is a nice advantage of group session because it's this interactive networking of ideas and bringing new ideas and approaches. And some people have some experience, and then they can say, well, when I did that, this is what happened. And then we can help guide them as to how to manage it. So I really think working in a group is nice. I call it group therapy, but I think it's valuable. And the other thing is it's more fun, I think, because then you have that interactive experience rather than the one-on-one. But we can do either or, and I've loved that experience on both aspects.
Now, it's very important to get certified, right? There are different companies that certify people. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that? And, like, what kind of certificate should I expect if I go and attend that kind of class?
Well, first of all, the certification in our practice is both a didactic and a hands-on. Some people don't take the hands-on, and they can just get the certification. And if they're aestheticians that won't be doing the injections but want to help the practitioner, either the nurse practitioner or the PA or the physician, then they might want to take the course with us. But as far as the certification for hands-on, either myself or my staff watch them do the technique. That we make sure that they can reconstitute the Botox or select the right filler to use. And if they can do all of those things and then take a test on the information that they learn, then we'll approve them for the certification. In our locality, we get CME credit through the University of Buffalo SUNY School, which is State University of New York at Buffalo, for when we do a comprehensive course. But the certification in general is nothing more than making sure that an expert has watched you do the treatment, and then they certify you that you'll be able to manage it independently without their assistance. And that is important. And not only is it important from a skill standpoint, but it's nice to have that diploma that says I'm certified by, and in our practice, it's the Aesthetic Learning Academy, And we've been doing this now for almost 2 years, and I think it's done great for training doctors from all over the country, and we're proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what's scary, though, is there are so many people now offering these kind of courses. And, like, for example, I was at the one conference about 2 months ago, and one of the nurse practitioners that was attending that conference was telling me how she actually is now conducting a course for people to come and teach them how to do injections. So it seems like these educational programs are popping up everywhere. So how would someone know, like, which one to attend?
Well, I think if you go online and you type in, like, Botox certification courses, whatever, you'll come up with a number of them. Mine might even come out up. I don't even know. But you want to see what their background, what their experience is. I certainly think you should look at the practitioners that are providing the training, making sure they're board certified in the field of their training. But I think there are some courses that are better than others. I'm not really here to, say anything negative about some courses, but you want to make sure that the course you're taking has some good reputations, and I think you can learn those online. And I do agree with you, Dory. There are a lot of courses out there, and you want to make sure that you're going to one that's reputable. So most of the time I get referrals from word of mouth from other health practitioners. You know, that's how I get them, mm-hmm. because people say, well, gee, I don't know about this particular course, but I heard that Dr. Shatkin is doing training, and he trained somebody that I know. So I think the word of mouth is important, and it's the same kind of thing you'll get in your private practices in aesthetics and plastic surgery or in medi spas. It's all about the word of mouth, but I do think that you need to make sure that you're getting the right education, and the best way to do that is to just look at, see who's doing the training.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Be careful. I would check the reviews and things like that. We'll talk a little bit later about pricing and how much they really invest into that. What I want to talk about next is, let's say somebody did go through the certification and now they're armed and they did their hands-on and they understand. So I want to talk a little bit about how to position their new knowledge so they can charge more instead of discounting. And that has a lot to do with the way they tell their story. And that's one thing I'm really getting focused on now, and having people tell their story on their website so people know exactly their background. Tell it in a personal manner, because people don't like to do business with businesses. They like to do business with people. And the clearer Right. your story is, and to tell your expertise and your knowledge and your certifications, the better off you're going to be. So can you give us maybe some tips on some of these ideas, how to maybe demonstrate? Or I love doing videos and show people maybe some of their techniques. And what are some of your recommendations?
I think that's the way to do it, Dory. When we have our courses, we actually do some videotaping of our own on those individuals so they can use that. But I'd much prefer to, when they get back into their private practice, they can actually do a little clip. You know, it's so easy now with iPhones and Facebook, and you can put those things on there. I think the social media is the way to do it. This is a visual business. You know, you can write anything you want in a text or a letter or an email, but if they don't really see it, they're not going to appreciate it. So we're starting to use more and more Instagram. We're starting to use the Facebook we use. And I think all of these things are critical. But what I would recommend is make sure you hone your skills in before you start doing your first video. And the best way to hone your skills are to actually, get some patients that are loyal patients that have come to you for, regularly. They'll give you the feedback on their experience. You don't want to be your first treatment on a total stranger in your practice, whether it be somebody that you know as a loyal patient or a staff member, or an employee, or even a family member. So get that experience first so that you can start to develop that. And then if you know they had a good experience and they raved about you, then ask them to do a review. And the reviews that I use, we use Google reviews, we use Yelp, but I've had really good experience with RealSelf, realself.com, and when we get the reviews on there, you know, people read it, they listen. And I think that makes a big difference too. So you definitely want to use the social media and the online media. And it's not expensive. It's not like you'd pay if you want to do a print ad or a TV commercial or something that's a little bit more out there. Starting with baby steps and getting yourself comfortable with it.
That's what I love about it. I really like Real Self, by the way. So if you're not on it yet, you guys, you really should go check it out because it's a great place. It's a hub for consumers to go and find out about people that do different treatments. So it's a great platform, and it's growing like crazy. I mean, they literally have, I don't know how many visitors now per month, but it's huge. So it's realself.com. If you're not familiar with it, you should go check it out. One of the ways I want to share with everybody about positioning, and that's something you experienced with us, and that's to write a book about whatever you want to be famous for or the expert for. So once you polished up your skills and your techniques and you're great at what it is that you want to do, then you really should check out the Write Your Book seminar in 1 weekend and come and join us. And let me show you how to write your book. And then when people are searching for a certain type of treatment that you're offering, then they see that you've written a book about it. So that by itself will totally elevate your positioning and allow you to charge more for your services. Do you want to tell people about your experience with that a little bit, Dr. Shatkin?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I came down there to you down in Florida, and it was, I think, a two-day experience. Very comfortable. My wife, she came down with me, and my nephew is a board-certified plastic surgeon. He also was there. And the three of us put together our book, and it's sort of a fun experience because it helped you sort of look at your practice, look at what you do, and then we become, you know, somewhat of the experts. We've got a book printed. I sell my book in my practice, but a lot of times for those patients that are, you know, regular patients, we give them a copy. Cost is not very much, but it really gets the information out that you want to do. So, for example, if you just want to become an expert at Botox and fillers, do a little book on that. It'll take you a weekend and then maybe a few weeks to sort of tweak it, which you're doing, you know, back at your home. And then the thing gets printed and voila, you have what you need. And that was a great experience, Dory. I should have thanked you for that. More than just a couple times that I have, because I really think not only a great experience, but it really was a great tool for my office, for our practice. And I'm going to be ordering more books now soon. We had so many given.
We need to get you down and now write a book about your academy.
Oh, that's a great idea. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
So people can know about all the different courses and things like that, and they can come to the site and be able to download it. So that might be something you should look at. But yeah, so you guys, it's easier than you think. And frankly, today it's all about positioning. And when I come to your online presence, and if I don't see your story, if I don't see the things that you've done, if I don't see reviews, if I don't see before and after pictures, then I'm going to leave and never come back. But if I come and I see all these things, that's what's going to attract people to you and make them want to pick up that phone and reserve that consultation. So positioning, it's all about your success. How you position yourself is so extremely important, and make sure that you do it and do it right. So take our advice and get down here and do your book writing seminar. Let me get you to become published. So tell us a little bit. I know you mentioned briefly about, you know, the type of education. Can you kind of briefly tell us what type of classes maybe you offer, or where is the facility? And tell us, like, about the whole experience if somebody wants to come and participate in some of your courses.
Right. Well, the courses started out with doing just Botox and fillers, and now we're expanding to other procedures like laser treatments and microneedling, as I mentioned, and some of the other things. And we train at our facility here in Buffalo, New York. It's actually in Amherst, but just outside of Buffalo. And we've got a 60-seat conference room, and we've got and since it's within my office, we can do clinical training too, where we actually have our sterile operating room, where I'll do laser treatments, and we'll video conferencing up to the course room, because if we've got 20 or 30 people in the room, we can't all huddle around the laser. So we really get up close and personal, whether it be a direct eyesight or through the video conferencing that we do, but it's in the same facility. And then very often we'll have the patients come up and talk to the group and let them know their experience and what they felt about it. It's here in Western New York. We're building, as I mentioned earlier to you, Dory, before we came on the air, we're building a 15,000 square foot facility here, which is going to expand our conference center from 60 spots to over 120 spots, with exhibit hall adjacent to the main conference room and breakout areas in the other part of the building. So we're going to really have a beautiful setup for all of these things. And I'm excited and looking forward to doing that, because our facility, we're busting out at the seams where we are now. So we're looking forward to having an even more expansion of our training courses, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love about your facility and everything you guys do is you come from a family of doctors. I mean, your brother, your nephew, your father. You're like, how many doctors are there?
Well,
so
right now,
you guys.
We're about to be another one. My son got accepted into medical school, so he'll be starting in the fall. So that will be the next generation. And my brother's son is accepted to dental school, so it's sort of an exciting time for us, looking for the future and expanding our business and practice.
Nice.
So it's fun.
That's wonderful. Yeah, it is. It's fun. And I love Adam down here, Dr. Oppenheimer. And I have to tell you guys, if you want to follow somebody on social media, this is Dr. Shatkin's nephew. He came with him to the book writing seminar. And you've got to go and follow him on social media. He is the master. Talking about positioning, I mean, he does so many different procedures, and everything is online. And he's amazing, isn't he?
He takes
that to a whole new level.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he's also a lot younger. So he's got that wherewithal in the social media and less inhibition. You know, I've been in practice for a long time in my practice, so I'm a little bit reluctant to push the envelope too much, but that doesn't apply to him. So he's actually in Orlando, which is being in Florida,
right.
You know, a different a different type of environment. And, you know, you can see everything from his Kybella treatments to his vaginal rejuvenations to his breast surgeries, and it doesn't really go quite the same in the Northeast as it does down in the southeast Florida area. But,
if you want to search, it's
Oppenheimer Plastic Surgery on Facebook, and I know he's got it's at Real DROPP if you're going to Twitter and Instagram. So he's really he's out there. In fact, he lectures. He's lectured all over the country now on social media in the field of plastic surgery. And I know he's giving a course himself. He's actually one of our trainers with us, but it's hard to get him up here from Florida. He and I did a course down in Orlando last summer, which was really fun. And then I'm actually watching him do a course up in New York City in a month a course there. So it's exciting times. You know, the sky is the limit as to where you want to go with the different field of plastic surgery and aesthetics. And you can make your niche, write a book. The Doria will help you with that and really make your mark in the industry. And it's just wide open industry now with all the new technologies there. It's just fantastic. And it can't be more exciting. You know, people ask me, I'm 61 years old now. People ask me when I'm going to retire, because some of my friends are starting to get to that age. I say, you know what? I'm having too much fun. Why would I want to stop now? Not yet.
It's true. But the thing is, you know what stops a lot of people, Dr. Shatkin, is they sit there and they try to reinvent the wheel. Again, we're talking about investing in your education, investing in yourself. If you don't go and learn it and take the shortcut and the fastest way to success, then you're just wasting your time and spinning your wheels. It's ridiculous. So you have people out there that have already perfected the wheel. All you have to do is get that recipe and actually do it. And it's amazing to me that you have to sell education. Like, you know, we offer so many seminars and things, like especially this new event I'm doing, the Millionaire Circle. It's like I'm giving you a recipe to become a millionaire. you should like be knocking my door down to want to come, right? But you still have to convince people why you need to invest in yourself.
Right. Well, you gotta the people that have been there and done that. You know, my father always used to say you have to anticipate change and adapt to change. And if you do that, you're going to be on that, you know, future cutting edge. As soon as you start to get complacent in your practice, it's almost like you've retired at that point. And, you know, I don't think anybody wants to do that at a young age. So you need to stay one step ahead, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly. why we're building this new facility. You know, we want to try to be moving forward. And, you know, and it takes some hard work, you know. I always tell my kids as they were growing up, I said, the only place that success comes before hard work is in the dictionary, because you don't get success without putting the effort and time in. But during the process of learning and going through that educational experience, you're having fun. You're expanding your mind. Whether you do the treatments or not, at least you're giving your mind something to think about and maybe to help other people. So that's the way to do it. And I'm a strong believer that my father worked well. And, you know, I think we need to really keep moving in the forward direction and not get too complacent with what we're doing.
Right. Yeah. You have to keep changing and you have to keep innovating. And the more you do, the more you can beat the competition. So instead of competing on price, you're competing on your expertise and your innovation instead. And that's why it's so important to keep reinvesting in yourself, whether it's in technical education, business education. You actually need to do both. You need to do what Dr. Shatkin is talking about so you can improve your skills if you're planning on doing some of these treatments. And then you need to learn how to market yourself and how to position yourself and how to structure your business so you can definitely succeed. You were talking about Dr. Oppenheimer doing vaginal rejuvenation. I have to tell you, that's like one of the most in-demand also treatment right now. The only thing is we talked about economical treatments that they can learn the skills on. This one, obviously, is much more expensive because to buy a vaginal rejuvenation laser is extremely, like I think 150 or some are even higher. So do you also do, you had mentioned educational laser training. What lasers do you actually teach on?
Well, we teach on, not necessarily proprietary lasers, but we use, CO2 lasers and erbium lasers, and we train on the use of microneedling RF devices, which is really nice. I said earlier that sometimes the laser devices are very costly, and they're not being able to be run by a non-physician or non-nurse practitioner, but the microneedling with RF is some of the newer devices, and they can be run by estheticians because they're not light energy, they're not laser energy, and they're relatively safe. Mm-hmm. But that's the hottest thing. You know, I'm going to the ASAPS meeting, the ASAPS meeting in New York. I don't know, are you attending that as well, Dory? This week?
Actually, no. It conflicts with another event.
Yeah. Well, there's a keynote speaker that's going to be speaking specifically about the benefits of RF and microneedling. I've been doing that now for over a year. We got it a year ago, February. We were the first ones in the country with this new device, and we just love the benefits of it and the safety feature of it. In fact, I don't have to be in the office if my estheticians are doing treatments. So it's an expansion of the microneedle. It's obviously more expensive than a handheld micro device, but it's not the same cost point that you get with an expensive laser. And it's just a wonderful new device, and it's really that's the cutting edge now, and the technologies are advancing so quickly, it's hard to even keep up with things, but it's almost like a computer, you know. So I would encourage you, by going to different meetings, you learn these different skills, and so you can really be on that ahead of the curve from everybody else. Otherwise, you'll just see the world pass you by.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you mentioned something important here. So we have actually a few doctors on the call with us today. And one of the things I find sometimes is that some of the doctors are doing treatments they don't need to be doing. And to me, if you are, whether you are a plastic surgeon or any other kind of doctor, like I have some doctors doing their own like full consultation. And those are things that as a physician, you really should not be doing, especially if you have a team. Now, if you don't, that's a different story. But if you have a team, you need to select and be choosy about what treatment you should be doing and look at your revenue per dollar. As a physician, which treatments you should be doing that are going to be giving you back the most revenue on the minute that you actually work. So if you're doing even injectables, I think you can hire a PA or nurse practitioners to really do your injectables where you can focus on the bigger picture and focus on maybe running your business and growing the business and things like that. So be careful where you spend your time because everybody should be in charge of doing the things that they should be doing. And there are,
right.
You're not doing things that you don't need to be doing. So those are things that you should really look at.
I totally agree with you there, Dori. But I would also at least make the caveat that the doctor needs to know how to do it as well or better to start with than the
right.
other individuals in the practice because, you know, it's good to have colleagues that are, you know, physician extenders like PAs and nurses, but I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
ask them to do something that if I didn't feel totally confident because at some point they
mm-hmm.
might have to fall back on to you to ask you advice
mm-hmm.
and question, and if they know more than you do, that's not good. And
right.
I've seen some practices, people that come to me and say, well, it's time for me to get training that weren't doing that didn't do the training because they sent their nurse practitioner to learn how to do Botox and fillers, and God forbid something happens, then they don't have a leg to stand on if they don't know it as well. And that would include,
mm-hmm.
you know, laser treatments where the individual might get burned. I mean, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, but
sure.
you need to be know what to do with it. You can't just say, well, I'm going to refer you out to another doctor because that doesn't hold water, especially from
mm-hmm.
a legal standpoint, but especially when you want to try to make sure you're putting your best services towards
mm-hmm.
to your patient. So I think
mm-hmm.
I would encourage that. So for in my practice, I started doing various injectables, fat injections and collagen injections back 25 years ago. So I felt skilled when they came up with these newer materials and newer devices to inject with. And then I started doing the training, and I was basically training my PA and my nurse. And then I developed my own learning academy, which has been, you know, fun for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do much of the injections now, Dori. I out
mm-hmm.
of my whole practice, I do maybe 10 to 15% of the injections. I have two PAs
right.
and one nurse, and they just
mm-hmm.
take the ball and go with it. And but I'm
mm-hmm.
here because I know how to do it, and I actually participate in the training. So together as a team,
mm-hmm.
we get the people the results they want. But
mm-hmm.
you know, it is important
yeah.
for the doctor to know. Don't get overwhelmed with it when
mm-hmm.
you know there's other things that they can't do that you can do or that you have to do. That's important.
Right. Absolutely. Very good point. Makes sense for sure. Well, good. So I have a couple questions here while I'm pulling up my email. What would be some mistakes that someone should avoid? What would be some of the things that you've seen that you can give us advice on?
Are you talking specifically about treatments or mistakes about practice in general? Or
Yeah.
I can address
whichever,
both.
Whichever. Yeah.
All right. I can address both. Basically, what I would think if the things that when you're doing Botox, there's very few problems that you can have. You can get some drooping of muscles that you don't expect to inject. That's where the training comes in and knowing exactly where and how much Botox to put into the area. And by the way, when I say Botox, I'm talking about all of the neurotoxins, which include Botox, Dysport, and Xeomin, which are the three FDA-approved
mm-hmm.
products. So one mistake would be if you have a side effect or a problem with that, but Botox, there's not a lot of things that can go wrong. With injectables like fillers, there are a lot of things that can go wrong and potentially more disastrous problems. So you really need to hone your skills, and that's where the hands-on courses are critical because when we train, we show them exactly where that needle needs to go and where it should not go, and generally you'll be pretty safe with that. As far as things that go from a general standpoint, I think this is a really important point, Dori. Whatever you're going to do as far as buying supplies or equipment, make sure they're FDA-approved supplies or equipment. Do not buy black market Botox. There's a local doctor here in Western New York that is probably going to jail and fine for his importing his own Botox from Europe or Canada. But you really don't want to put yourself in that predicament, you know, and what these doctors do is they import it because it's cheaper and then they sell it for less. So your profit margin is the same. So what are you really accomplishing except for maybe getting more volume in your office? But the truth of the matter is you're not providing the best quality thing for your patients. And for me, it's all about reputation and credibility. And as soon as I lose that reputation and credibility, then I might as well just retire. But I'm not prepared to do that just yet. So we really have to stay on, you know, that higher level of services. So don't go that route. Same thing with buying, you know, lasers or devices from China, special laser from China that's a third of the price. You know, buy them at reputable meetings. Go to, if you want, you can go to meetings, big conferences, not the ones that we have, but we're talking about large aesthetic conferences. Learn from the experts and then buy the equipment from the people that are selling you FDA product and you know you're getting a good machine and it's not going to break down and it's going to give a long care service to your patients.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
So those are those.
I have a question here. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I have a question here from Larry. He's wondering how much you charge for the injectable courses.
All right, so I have a couple different prices. First of all, students, whether they if they're a physician's assistant student or medical student, they don't pay anything. I invite them, and we can take up to five per conference. And they actually bring a different interaction with the course that we actually all can learn from, maybe because their basic knowledge of sciences is more fresh than the rest of us. But as far as the course expense, when I'm teaching my typical Botox course, it's $9.95 for the didactic. If they want to do the hands-on, it's $14.95. If they're members of our society, and I have a society, the International Society of Aesthetic Medical Professionals, they can be a member of that. That's $400 for a year, but they get a $200 discount. So most of them will, you know, sign up for that for the first time when they do it and continue their membership after that. That would be the hands-on, and that would include all the products as well. And some people bring their own, their own patients with them, whether it be a spouse or a staff member. So they'll actually get a treatment on that. So it sort of pays for itself. But the products, we purchase the products, so there's not a lot of margin profit for us in the hands-on. But that's really the most critical part, and I can certify them. When we're doing things like the microneedling course, it's either $500 to $600. The one we have upcoming is $600, but it also includes the PRP training. So we've got that as part of the package. So we're very reasonable price, and I think our courses, because they're relatively small, it's not a huge lecture hall where you don't have the chance to interact. I think that our courses are very valuable from that standpoint as well.
Nice. We haven't given the website. Diane is asking what website can she go to learn more. So Dr. Shatkin's Learning Academy website is aestheticlearningacademy.com. Aestheticlearningacademy.com.
That's aesthetic with an A E S. Aesthetic with an A in the beginning. Right.
Right. A in the beginning, like the medical way to spell aesthetic. Aestheticlearningacademy.com. And you can learn more about all his different courses and you can sign up for them from there. I have one more question here from Dan. He says, you mentioned going on location to train the team. What would the fee associated with that be?
Well, when I do...
Do you go on locations?
Yeah, I do that. When I'm in the United States, the continental 48 states, I charge $5,000 for on-site. When I go overseas and I've been down to run some workshops like down in the Caribbean and in Cayman Islands or whatever, it's considerably more, but that would really depend on how many days, et cetera, and transportation, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
They should probably call you for that and discuss where they are and then give them maybe a more specific price.
And what I do when I do the training, whether we do it here locally or abroad, we usually get a discount on the products that we have. So we'll bring some of those products with us, and that'll be a cost savings for whoever we're injecting at the site too. So there is some, you know, financial reward that way. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, Dory, is that those that are members of our society or have taken our courses also get discount on the purchase of products. We have relationship with a couple of the main injectable companies, and they can get a discount there as well. So a couple things that you benefit in addition to what we talked about earlier, the camaraderie, the networking of the course, the fun that we have, the peers that you have learning hands-on, and the ability for us to help you position yourself as a as an expert in your community, but we can also get you discounts on products as well.
Good. Well, you're very kind, and thank you again for taking the time to be with us. Before we go, I need to tell everybody about the next Coach Me Expert. I'm actually having another doctor, Dr. Chris Duffy. He's from Canada, and he's actually a renowned doctor for his work in health and wellness. He has written 8 books on the subject of health and wellness, and he was inducted in the Hall of Fame of the Canadian Health Food Association. He has a master's degree in science. He has a PhD. He has a doctorate. He's an amazing guy about wellness and how to implement a wellness program in your practice and how to improve your community wellness and health and how to increase your revenue. That's going to be our topic of what we're going to discuss on the next Coach Me Expert. So I'm very excited to have him join me. I want to say thank you again to you, Dr. Shatkin, for being with us. And thank you again for all of the listeners that were with us. Make sure you share this podcast, because I think it's so important, again, to invest in your education. Know that there are experts like Dr. Shatkin that can help you improve your business and improve your skills. So make sure you reach out. Again, it's aestheticlearningacademy.com with an A, aesthetics with an A. So go check it out and give him a call or email him. What email can they reach you at?
aestheticlearningacademy@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you again so much, Dr. Shatkin. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. So have a great rest of the day. And until next time, stay inspired. Bye, everyone.